The Iraq War began nearly 5 years ago, in March 2003. Just days before, I interviewed a group of Iraqi expats in New York City. We spoke at a popular Middle Eastern restaurant. The owner, Salam Al-Rawi, was very concerned about his family's safety.
They live in Baghdad. They live in the heart of a very dangerous neighborhood between the TV station and Al-Rashid Hotel, and I tried to make sure that they have an evacuation plan. I set them up with enough supplies and water and food for a month, and let's see what happens after that.
So, nearly 5 years later, I went to visit Salam Al-Rawi in his restaurant. It's called Mustache. He was able to get his family out of Baghdad safely, and he told me he's been back to Iraq since we first spoke.
Right after the invasion of Iraq, back in May of 2003, I made my spiritual trip to Iraq. And I remember I couldn't go to my ancestors' village because of there was fighting going on.
Last time we talked right before the war began, right before the bombing began in 2003. And we spoke with you and several Iraqi expats in your restaurant downtown. And all of you were apprehensive.
We not assumed, but we thought that the U.S. government will do the right thing, do whatever it needs to restore, first, law and order, restore services, rebuild the institutions that were basically destroyed and crumbled during Saddam. But to came to our surprise that the U.S. was not interested in any rebuilding or any security or could care less about the Iraqis and their well-being.
What do you think could happen, or what do you hope will happen, with a new president during this campaign season? We haven't really heard a lot of talk about Iraq, but what are you hoping from the new president?
A major shift in U.S. foreign policy has to take place. And what I hope is for the U.S. to give up the idea of democracy in Iraq. They should have the grace of accepting defeat.
It's surprising to hear you say that they should give up the idea of democracy because, you know, a lot of people say only with democracy and with a stable government that represents all the interests in Iraq, Shia, Sunni, Kurds. Only in that way will there ever be peace and stability in Iraq.
The U.S. entered Iraq. The U.S. invaded Iraq. The U.S. destroyed Iraq. Its moral duty and its legal duty, international legal duty, to fix it, install a dictatorship in Iraq.
Saddam Hussein, in other words.
We could get a better version of Saddam Hussein. It has to be a secular dictatorship that will guarantee that I don't get killed going to school, I don't get killed going to my workplace, that will guarantee my family the safety to collect my body from a morgue.
Why did you leave Iraq?
I left Iraq in 1978. In 1978, Saddam decided to eliminate all opposition groups in Iraq, literally eliminate. And it was a matter of survival, either leave or die.
So isn't it a little bit ironic that you're calling for a dictator, a restoration of a dictator, when you yourself fled a dictator?
Well, a lot of people here are choosing for the lesser of evils as a president. And this is my lesser of evil for Iraq. Do I want a dictatorship? Do I want to see dictatorships anywhere in the world? No. But this is what Iraq needs. Now.
Iraqi expatriate Salam Al-Rawi speaking with me at his restaurant here in New York City.